Well, does it make sense? You know that no matter how much money you have, it's never going to be enough if you don't really master the parts within yourself. If you don't really contribute in a meaningful way, you're not going to feel alive. And if you don't celebrate, you're not going to have the joy that can come from that process. I know this may sound fundamental, but you know, it's like oftentimes people say to me, oh, this is common sense. I say, you know, that's interesting. I think you're absolutely right. But you know what I found? Common sense is not too common. Haven't you noticed that too? See, it's not enough to understand something intellectually. We've got to make ourselves act on it. And that's my goal right now with you. In a moment, you're going to hopefully go on to the DVD or you'll do it tomorrow morning. And when you do, we're going to get into the mechanics. How do we take this inspirational quality and how do we execute? You know, how do we really make that shift in our psychology? What do you got to physically do to go from the place you are to the place you really want to be, both mentally and in your financial world simultaneously? I'm going to guide you through that. And I think what's really valuable about the DVD, and the reason I wanted to include a DVD where you could see it, is there are some people I'll call on in the audience spontaneously, and I'm going to find out where they are financially, and you're going to see with your own eyes what the limitations are, what's stopping them. And you'll also see in a matter of minutes how quickly that can change. And again, you know, I've worked with millions of people over the years now from, it's now more than 80 countries. My staff was just correcting me during the session here. It's more than 100 countries. And the changes people make are extraordinary when they follow through. So let's make sure you get some momentum, shall we? One of the easy ways to do that right now is before you run to the DVD, let's just define it for you. How do you define wealth today for you? Get away from what you read in the paper about somebody made $1 billion, you know, doing the internet site. Those are few and far between. That's not what most of us are going to be focused on. It isn't our skill. It isn't our direction. If it is yours, then take advantage of it. But at different stages of life, we define wealth in a different way. And if we get caught up in somebody else's view of what wealth is or freedom is, then many people are working so darn hard and they're working and working and working and they're working to a stage of life where they no longer even enjoy themselves, all to get something, some idea in the future. So what would wealth be for you? What is abundance for you? What would freedom look like for you today? You know, would it be the ability to work less, or do you enjoy your work so much you just want to do it in a different environment? Would it be, you know, being able to have more time with your kids or your husband or your wife, or would it be playing a bit more golf? Would it be in a place where literally you have enough money set aside that your fundamental costs are covered? Maybe not everything. You still work for some of it, but your fundamentals. You don't have to worry about your car or your house payment or food. You know, those things you know are covered by the income that comes from your investments. What would it be for you? Take a moment right now when we're done, when we stop this audio, just click it off and just take a moment if you would and write a paragraph. What would abundance, what would freedom or a sense of richness in life look like for you today? Not the way the culture is conditioning you to be, but for you personally. Some people, that's a big number. Some people, that's more free time. Some people, it's a quality of comfort and serenity within themselves. What are the qualities that really mean wealth and freedom for you today? Please take a moment and do that for yourself so you know what the target is. Because it's really hard to achieve something when you don't know what it is for you. And the definition of wealth, of what will really make you free, is unique and different for every person as anything else you can imagine. And then step two, remember we said you never get beyond scarcity, beyond stress, you got to start beyond it? Well, let's take that core lesson in human psychology within ourselves. Let's get ourselves abundant. And the only way to do that is redirect your focus, redirect what things mean. What I mean by that really simply is this. I want you to make a gratitude list. A list of the answer to the question, what are all the reasons why I'm a wealthy man or woman today? What makes you wealthy? The love of my children, the love of my husband or my wife, the fact that I live in this time in history where I can pick up a little thing called an iPod that literally 7 years ago, the cost to produce that, if it could have been done, would have been $10,000, and I pick it up for a couple hundred. I can listen to all the music in the world. I got entertainment where people go out and spend hundreds of millions of dollars to entertain me for 2 hours in a movie. The greatest kings and pharaohs never had that kind of choice, my friends. Think about it. All the access to all the information I have instantaneously at my fingertips, the roads I get to drive on that I don't have to do anything for. You know, all the breakthroughs in health that have given me a lifespan of 75, 80, maybe 90 years old when several generations ago, that's all it was, a few generations. It was what, 50, 60 years old? I mean, so much in our life that gives me richness, that gives me choice, that gives me freedom, that gives me the capacity to learn and grow and expand and share and give. If you can get associated to all the things you're grateful for, if you can get associated to all the things that make you wealthy, that you don't have to earn, that you're born with, I can promise you, it's going to put you in a different psychological, emotional state. And from that place, you'll find abundant ideas, abundant actions, and an abundant way of interacting with other people. And ultimately, if you want to be wealthy, you're going to have to add value to other people, much more than we've done in the past. We have to be strategic and intelligent, but it's got to start from this psychology. Does that make sense? So why don't you do these two things? Define what's wealth for you today so you know what it is, and don't make it like everybody else. Don't make it sound highfalutin or what you think it should be. Do what it really is. What would be freedom for you? Because, you know, the bigger you make it, the harder it is to get there. Get what's right for you, and then get rich by getting grateful. Make your list and then go on to the DVD and let's get real practical. What are the mechanics? What do we got to do to shift our psychology? And what do we got to do mechanically? What's the physical financial strategies that are going to get you financial freedom? Okay. And by the way, if you want to get coaching and you don't want to wait any longer and you want to get direct coaching, want to come to my Wealth Mastery Program or have a one-on-one coach, I just want to make this offer to you. Call our offices at 888-834-9096, and they'll give you an introductory coaching session on what to do to close the gap between where you are and where you want to be financially. That's 888-834-9096. Or if you want, you can go on the web at tonyrobbins.com/truewealth. That's tonyrobbins.com/truewealth. Again, there's nothing like individual one-on-one coaching, and all these coaches have been trained by me, and their goal is to give you massive value in this first session so that if you find value, you'll continue and we'll have a chance to have the privilege of working with you and helping you get the results you want long-term. All right, so let's get to it. Pop in that DVD and let's get to the mechanics of wealth and financial freedom. Oh, and by the way, don't forget, today and every day, live with passion. God bless.